Hey, are you a regular passenger of Danfo buses? Are you a car owner or a driver who has ever had to exchange words with a Danfo driver? Or you're one of those passengers who likes to board Aboki or Kadas? Yes, the speedy ones where you have to shout, Kada, Kada, small, small. Yo, 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 you're in the right place. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that there.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. My name is Buluati Ife.
And my name is Mizi Malik.
We just shared our Danfo experience.
Mic check. OMG, I almost got hit by that driver. No fugazi, guys. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that dial.
Hello, passengers of my Danfo experience. It's your girl Osebai, your favorite Danfo driver, the only Danfo driver that does not own a Danfo. Yes. I know you guys are about to laugh, but you know, let's keep it cool like that. How are you guys? How have you guys been? I noticed that it's been a while. I've asked how you are. It's not like you guys can answer anyway, but I will still ask how you are. You can drop it in the comments, how you are, everything. The state of the nation, I know that a lot of people will say, no, I'm not fine. I could not go to work. I can't buy fuel. I can't do this. I can't do that. Anyway, all I just have to say is, you see those filling station people, they are moving mad. Because just ordinary speech that Oga Asiwaju president that they have just newly elected that he took on that day, they have already started ordering fuel. They have already started selling 400 naira. Imagine. Now, in his speech, he mentioned that he was going to create job opportunities for 1 million Nigerian youth. So, people that already have work now, youths that are working, are they supposed to leave their jobs because he's going to create jobs for 1 million Nigerian youths? Like, I don't understand. If filling station can be moving like that, let us too be moving like that. I have to. Amazing people with me, and you need to see their facial expressions now. We should talk now.
Hi, guys.
Come on, let's even go start this thing again. No. Anyways, my name is Buluati Ife.
Oh, shit. See the way she dragged me. Oh, my God. This is why I didn't want people to be here. But we are here anyway. Do you people have anything to say about the state of the nation before you do bestie here?
Yes. Imagine bestie when you go down for.
That's why you are here now. That's why you are here.
And we have a car. We have a car.
You have
an SUV.
An SUV. I like that.
Tell them.
SUV.
For that matter.
But you have
go
to.
Because there's no
for. Yeah.
Affecting
me.
Yeah.
That's why you people now want to share your downfall.
Yes.
You see now. So yes. If I'm not here.
We are here to express our feelings.
Aye.
Let's even tell them.
Let preach. Them know. Preach.
From God, bro. Last we get. 500 naira.
Why?
But you're big now.
Wait, now relax.
Okay.
All my life. 100 level. I've not entered 300 naira from Egbeda to last week.
Wow. So you now entered 500 naira.
Oh my God.
She became pay there's foil now. I'm gonna carry my bestie.
You're gonna carry your but there is no foil
at all.
Do you people know that? Know that in this month that we are now, this May that is about to end. That by the time our listeners will listen, it will be June. You know, it's a record-breaking month. So now you, since 100 level, you have not entered 500. Now you have break record. You see that you yourself, you are a record. It's not easy to break record. Not even good comes easy. Hey, now, and you're even on your best time. Give it to them, baby.
It's not easy.
Okay, guys, how are you?
How's it been
for you?
We've been good, fine. As you can see, we shine.
Okay, let me do the introductions properly.
Okay.
Buluati Ife has already said our name. Buluati Ife, sorry.
Yeah.
So the guy's voice that you are hearing, passengers, is Malik.
Okay.
Benefit boy. Come on. He does skits on Instagram. Some of you might have come across his skits. Please, if you have come across, laugh. Comment. And now, should they not laugh? They will laugh now. That's what the skit is for. Laugh and comment. You know, tell your friends to listen. Abi now.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So, but today we are not going to be doing skit. Maybe a little bit of skit, a sprinkle of skit here and there, yeah. But we are going to be discussing Danfo experiences. But before we discuss Danfo experiences, my dear passengers, ladies and gentlemen, esteemed passengers of my Danfo experience, I have a news for us. Let me be formal now. It is with great pleasure that I bring to your notice that I announce to you that this podcast is about to be, the scope of this podcast is about to be widened. We want to encroach the scope of this podcast. So we'll be discussing different experiences. Like, there's one particular experience I really want to discuss, like ATM experience, you know, when you're on the queue to withdraw money, different things go on there. So like experiences like that, maybe the first time you're in a particular state, a particular place, your experience there, your first relationship experience. But mind you guys, I don't give wise relationship advice, so you need to be careful in that segment. So experiences like that, Sha, maybe when you bought some, the first time you used something, if it's a what I ordered versus what I got experience, if it's a vehicle SUV experience, like Malik and his besties experience, no problem.
Yes, in the middle of my life.
You can see, if you meet the love of your life, at the end of it, you will now come back again on
thanks.
Another episode and say, my experience on Danfo experience. I met the love of my life.
And I'm married.
Happily married. Add the adjective. Happily married.
Love of your life.
Podcast.
They still calm down. Is it you that want to marry him? Let him find the love of his life now. See, this is why I don't need to like all these bestie people.
We are sorry. My bad.
So back to what we're saying, guys. From now henceforth, we'll be discussing different experiences from different angles, from different spheres of life, alongside Danfo experiences. We are not sidelining Danfo experiences. No. At all. But we are going to be discussing everything. All experience, na experience. Amina?
Sure.
So that's what we are going to be discussing. I know that you guys are excited. I'm also excited. And promise to bring you mouth-watering content for that segment. That being said, my people, let's now move into this one. They didn't come with experiences today. They just want to rant about their Danfo experience. But it's part of experience that you just want to rant about that for experience.
Yes.
See the way we are just giving rhyme skins. We are too more. You people should give us drum rolls now.
Gang shit.
Okay, so guys, I'm going to be asking you a very trivial question. I know you want to share a lot of Danfo experiences, but let's tune in towards this part. Now, what's like the craziest things or weirdest things that has ever happened to you while on public transport? Danfo bus is okay, Keo, Okada, anyone?
Something wrong.
This morning.
Can I go first?
Oh yeah, go first.
My phone was stolen.
Your phone was stolen?
You know, Danfo.
You benefit boy like you. Phone was stolen. How come? How did you do it?
Really, so cool. Well, it was actually last year, not this year too.
Last year,
before the
yeah.
benefits of the thing. So, ever since then, I was determined.
You were determined.
Do what it takes to get myself a car.
Oh. Okay, so that was what made
exactly.
you decide that, no, I'm going to get this right.
Get the point.
So what happened? Did you sleep?
I didn't sleep.
Were you jazzed? Were you hypnotized?
No, I relaxed. I have to explain in details.
So,
explain. Okay. This particular morning, I was trying to board the bus from a Powerline bus stop.
Okay.
If you are familiar with Yanopaza, you probably would.
Yeah.
You should know the bus stop. Yeah, from Powerline to Moshalashi. Okay. So, getting to the bus, the guy said, we'll be taking from Powerline to Ebeda, 200. And normally, it's 150.
Y200.
Y200. So I was like, you know, still like struggling to enter inside the border. Oga, conductor, 150 mass on there. So he kept on saying that. 200 Lumason, 200 Lumason.
Ah, yeah, flat rate.
Exactly. And the bus already moving. So I was like, ah, let me calm down.
Okay.
So getting down. I couldn't find my phone again.
Hey, yeah. So now like, format they use for you.
Kupe 3 minutes.
Like, now format they like fast. Fast and furious.
See, so the main cocoa deal, I just bought the phone.
Ah.
So even the phone said like, was using about how many hours? How was that night?
Wait, okay, so like,
yes.
Eight hours.
From
just 8 hours.
I go back home yesterday that evening around 9.
And so the original 10, owners of the 11, phone came 10, for it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 11 hours. Yeah. Phone is 11.
Did it even use 12 hours in your hand? So that phone is not originally your own.
It's originally my own, because before leaving home, my dad was telling me that just the phone here, mother, that could come and look back. That was in the morning, though. And I can't seven.
So there's power like, in the tongue. I keep seeing it. See, even Mr. President said we should put Nigeria in our hearts, but no, we are putting it in our mouth. People are saying they will suffer. Eh?
So as I was saying, when I noticed that the phone was not with me again, I had to run.
You pushed
it. I pushed the bus. Maybe I can meet up.
Can you think? What kind of thoughts is
like
that?
I don't know what to do.
You were not thinking clearly.
So I had to go down that bus like the trees.
So you were not telling them to leave moto yet?
No. No, people don't do inside the bus. So I wasn't saying that it's better in the group. So
okay.
I just like quickly enter and I'm going to Egbeda.
Okay.
So I sat down beside the window, looking around whether I'm going to see the bus, I'll do anything. I reach Egbeda, I don't see anybody.
Yeah.
At the park. Yeah, park there. They have this park, and I asked for this.
Where do you want to sit down one again?
And say, yeah, I forget. I didn't think that I stole my phone. I was like, I forgot my phone.
Your phone.
Yeah. It's also in this particular bus. So in case.
Wait, did you describe the bus?
Yes, the
then.
Driver.
The driver.
Yes, because it
when you said sharp, you don't quickly catch the driver.
Because that one being you now, like, this I won't fall.
It touched your bone.
I touched me. So as I described the driver, they were like, okay, no problem. If they don't see you, see, make I even try reach Yanopada.
Okay.
In case, pull another bus again. Get it to Yanopada, couldn't find this driver.
That one way they use talk.
I swear.
Want to don't go now.
And the thing we came past, you see that phone. I won't go use and snap my brother, Pekin for their school. Because their graduation this way. They have been calling me. So I have to be home around 7. So I can meet up.
Yeah, mobile photographer.
Exactly.
You went wrong.
Know, 7
the way you are emphasizing on
the 7.
Yeah, sorry, but you have moved on to better things now.
But that phone still pay me tonight, because I didn't tell them at home that the phone got stolen.
What did you tell them at home? That you forgot?
40. No, I told them it was 40.
Phone where you just buy, yeah, whenever you spend.
I went to return.
You went to?
Because you're not
a
good
shoe.
See
now.
Why? You are scared that though?
No, I'm not scared. I just, because that particular morning, like, see my dad said that. Told you phone that dial.
Okay.
Oh,
and you know it. Nigerian parents.
Hey, you
know,
so
people stop when I told
exactly.
You when you
so,
were going.
I know what that guy situation will say that I'll point this like I'll just put it for me because they look like mumu.
And the funny part
I keep crying if they talk too much.
Exactly. And it will not even end there.
Exactly.
Any little thing you do,
when
they give you something to keep, they'll not say this one you keep it very well.
Thank you.
Not like that one.
Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. I feel your pain. Bele, sorry, eh?
In case the person that stole my phone. Yeah, this
we don't have thieves yet.
See, I never forgive you. I never forgive you.
Don't cry.
I catch your mama outside. Where are you?
Don't cry. Yeah, sorry, big Malik. Mm. But you have moved on to bigger things and you should forget. Forgive and forget. Boluwatife, your turn now.
Now,
Very, very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Very, very embarrassing. Just this morning.
This morning.
On the bike. Okay. Mm-hmm. From gate. I was coming back to
okay.
Because of the same transport fare. So I was like, okay, well, it should be two. Mm-hmm. I entered the bike first.
Then one other short one, like bowed.
I'm short. I'm bowed.
You are broke, you are black, you are short.
The man is very, not a man or boy, I'd be uncle, anyone. But he's just very stupid. Enter the bicycle. Say shit.
Okay, yes, he sat behind you.
Yes, now fuck up. Then he entered. Bros, you are entering me now. What is the problem? Say sorry, I said, it's fine, no problem. I'm a gentle girl, you know, as usual.
Gentle girl, don't you worry, Louis.
That's why I said feeling something at my back, like, I don't understand.
See, I already knew that this was not going to lead anywhere.
Then I look back, I look at him. See, like, he winked at me like,
well, that's the most cringe thing ever.
I just said anything because, you know, I'm a gentle girl.
Okay, gentle girl. Mm-hmm.
Please, like, guy, I look back again. I just said, bike man, stop. We're even at Relope already.
Okay.
You know, the man, I said, don't worry, I'll pay for you. I said, Mama, I want to be back. I'm just saying the way I said it. I want to be back. I'm going to pay Lokbolo at all. Like, you are very stupid. You don't. I must ask him. Stupid. Like, guys, you know,
the, if I be your picking, call. You say, if I be your picking,
I don't know if that. I want Igbo man.
No, this is not even about being Igbo or anything. You know what? You know what baffles me most about this kind of scenarios? Like, what exactly makes me attractive? Like, we are supposed to be on public transport. And that road that you are even talking about is a very galloping road.
I think now.
Like, what must have been in your mind before?
Then he was like, he said, ha!
Eh?
You stupid picking.
Yeah.
I said, me stupid.
No, it was trying to say like, like
you cannot be.
Exactly,
I know,
they're not
those that stop me. I used to be on the radio, but I was already shouting that. Yes.
But what did those ones say? What did they have to say?
They asked what happened. I said, he got by from gate to here. Mm-hmm. And the idiot, his skin starts to be hard. Like, bro. All those ones, they laughed. They were like, he might be known. Stuff like that.
That's what they would say.
Yes,
but they cannot reprimand the guy.
This stupid man is meant to be ashamed of himself.
No, he's proud of it.
No,
he's proud of it. He's working. He's capable. He's capable. He can erect properly. So why should he be ashamed? He's proud of it now.
So we took something from your eye. That time when they wink at you.
I don't want to struggle, you know.
Honestly, see this thing makes me angry. It makes me angry because this is not even the first time we are having a story like this or an experience like this on this show. Like someone literally. Why can you be on bike with a lady and then the lady begins to feel wetness on her body and you are smiling, you are winking. Are you possessed?
It's something right. Like,
are you doing it with everything that is going on in the nation? You are erecting. Are you supposed to erect?
One man they erect.
No, imagine it now.
It was too embarrassing.
No, please. Honestly, we need to take action.
And because of that, that was actually got involved in the matter.
Told
the boss,
I need
that from here to
you.
That's
the
driver, it's not
claiming. Now you're enjoying.
That was a good thing, you know. Like
something good came out of it.
Yes, last year. Okay. So,
okay.
So that was a good thing about
something good came out of it, but yeah. still, we need to address that. I think I'm going to create a committee or a board. Like, just report your cases here, and we are going to take it up. It's really annoying. How can we be on bike? What people should do next time if you want to take bike like that?
and you see that it's a man, don't take the bike here. Don't like sit on the bike here. When the man comes, exactly. When the man comes, let the man. If he does not agree,
he's a wife, Gabriel.
It's not a matter of having big boobs or having small boobs. Do you know, I've been on bike before and the bike man was literally like, there's pothole here and there's road, smooth road. But he was doing it purposely so that he can be free. And I'm like, what is this? But thankfully, I was on the bike with like another guy that is like my friend, a colleague. So I just told him that. I was telling the bike man to stop, then I whispered to that one's ear, then we now switched positions. So I was behind the guy, then he now started following smooth road. And I'm like, do you see that I'm not actually insane? Like, I was not speculating, I was not assuming. This guy was actually doing that thing intentionally. And it's not about having big boobs or not.
I used to snap them from the back.
See, that's what they need. They need that reset, because if you don't do that, I thought you're going. The only thing they know is kada kada.
Kada kada.
Most of them just pretend. They used to hear what you.
They know. Everybody knows what they are doing. Man. They know. So that slap is going to reset them to they know if you don't talk, they will just keep going and enjoying the moment. Imagine they carry like 20 ladies in a day and they do that to all the 20 ladies and like those 20 ladies do not talk. Now there's the business and pleasure. Kilo do toy. Oh my god, no.
They are nice sometimes too.
They are nice.
Yeah.
A bike man has been nice to you, that's why you are saying that.
Not a bike, like countless now. Sometimes in
how terms of, do you mean nice?
Yeah, in terms of change, you know. In the particular time maybe I have to take back on it now for me.
Okay.
Because of that. You see, and there's not been any change. There should not worry.
Even young ones, they've done it for me. And it's usually always even 50 naira for me. It's always 50 naira for me. That 50, they know they always get that 50 naira and they'll just be like, okay, just go. Sometimes some people tell me that if I carry another time, I will collect the 50 naira where you won't see me. Yeah, you go sabi me even if you see me. It's true, Sha, but then again, the guys that take bike ladies and they do that.
Those ones are literate. Or they are not literate.
No! See, bro, it's not about being literate or being illiterate. You can't tell me that all the people that take bikes with men are illiterate.
No, maybe they have to get to this target. They won't think about doing all those kind of thing. That main object will just be like,
what you be saying is people that have things to do. Okay. Because this one, they are clearly not thinking with their brain. They are thinking
with their genital parts.
We are taking this thing too far already. Can we come back? Can we come back? So we are still on crazy things and weird things that has happened to you while on I want to say one. See, if you know me physically, you know that I'm very small. Like I literally look like full stop. Now I want to take bike.
I do come.
What's that supposed to mean? But my legs are straight now, it's full stop.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
So I want to take bike. Now, I don't know why these bike men have bikes that their seat is slopey. One side is up, one side is down, like
you know,
so when they are now going, surely when you are not, we are not on a straight road, on a smooth road, you will now be sliding to the front. And me, I'm small. Sometimes some bikes are so high that my leg is hardly on the pedal. So imagine I'm trying to fight my leg to be on the pedal. Then you are now making me slide front. I have to tell one thing, like I'm not going again because your seat no good. Meanwhile, I'm the one that is very small. No, please, I want to rant about that. Bike men, this is a campaign for you people to change your seats. Please make it equal for people like us. And you know, even if you remember,
that to make the bike faster or something like that.
Which faster? They for fly now. It made me remember one time like that when I was in secondary school. So there was this teacher, chemistry teacher. My God, that was when I knew that. See, they're small and they're tiny.
this woman, see no offense, but she was very small. Like, she... I was bigger than her, guy. I was bigger than her. Yes. She was wearing wedge, my friend. She was wearing wedge and she was on bike. And she still had to like she was like... I think she was tiptoeing.
On the bike.
Good. Like, she could not place her legs well on the pedal.
Anna,
see, it's not
everybody,
fun.
Everybody get that one.
And you know, that day we were making jest of her. So when I was on this bike, and I remember that, wait, though, there's been a time that I made jest of one of my teachers. See? That her leg was not
karma.
On the pedal. Now,
karma is
people that are on the road, now they'll be looking at me and they'll be like, see this one's leg, you know?
Karma is a bitch.
Timo Demura, I use sun shades, I use necklace, everything.
My lip gloss. My devil.
You pay me gone. You pay me gone. But please, bike men, please, people need to do better. We really need to do better with your seats.
You mean they even get it? Maybe they share this. If you are kidnapped, you know. No, me don't know where. Just do better. You say anything I like, do better. But all those bad people, especially
all those Uber people used to share biscuits.
Yes, now sweet.
Uber.
Ah, serious.
Me, I've not entered. Where do you
Board your own? Another section. Don't worry. Call me next section. I'll come and explain.
I'll come and explain
to you. I'm serious. Yes, now. String them himself.
Wait. Like, it depends on the location you're going to share.
What location?
I
anyone
think
now.
This location like, because you as you enter, they will give you, right?
That insane.
I
should
not do that too.
I'm not, she shouts at me, I did like. She's not telling me. I'm going to punish you.
Okay. If people should come back.
I said, bye, please. Next session, I'll be here. On that aspect.
Okay.
We'll
discuss that.
I think we'll this girl for you.
Without your bestie. Yes. Only we'll discuss me. That. Only you. Without your bestie. All right, guys. I think this is the junction where we have to say we have gotten to the last bus stop. We did not fasten our seatbelt, so you can calm down now. Let me be like all those
wow.
Drivers that no, wow. You know all those drivers that they will call a particular place for you. Maybe like you're supposed to get to. Let me use Lasso Road for example. You're supposed to get to Yanoba, but they will not say everybody should come down in front of Lasso, and then they will not say they want to put you in another bus. Some are even nice. Some will not even put you in another bus. And there's nothing you can do.
Let me do
those drivers that they don't care, that they used to give that I don't care attitude. So all of you should just come down. We have got it to the last bus stop. If you're not coming down, you sit down, I'll take you back to Ikeja. Like the first episode, I'll take you back to Ikeja on high speed. Oh my God, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did, because me, I had a lot of fun. You guys had fun, yeah?
Why not?
Of course, it's my wonderful experience with a Sebai, so you must have fun.
Because I would love to come next time.
Of course, we'll have you next time.
Without my bestie.
Without your bestie, because I think this with your bestie is even a very bad idea, and that's why we have to go now.
Before case starts.
That's why we have to go now. Alright guys, you know how we do now. Like, share, subscribe, comment. Follow if you have not followed, comment, you know.
Repost.
Say what you feel about everything we've discussed. Yes, repost. Tell your friends, tell your acquaintances, tell your associates, tell everybody that concerns
your loved ones.
You. Tell your family members, tell your pastors, tell your pastor wife, tell your crushes. Your situationship partners, you know, anybody that you are doing talking state with, that you are doing wale with, anything.
That's why they call you classless.
See, that brother that said I'm a classless, babe. I'm coming for you, but no problem.
Just say 10 liters of oil. Sorry.
Please.
Don't say 10 liters of oil.
Okay, guys. 10 liters of
oil. Bye. I see you next time.